Hi, everybody, and thank you for tuning in to Talk That Talk with Nisha and Bree. I'm Brittany Breon here with Nisha Lachey, and this
hey.
Is 039. Woo! I'm on a red shirt, and Nisha has on a red shirt as well, because this is the month of love.
Yay! Valentine's Day. Woo-woo.
So what's a better way than to just talk about love at 30, right?
Yeah.
We're going to talk about love at 30. We're going to talk about what we know for sure about love.
For sure.
Yes. Okay. And what's between love at 20s and 30s. But before we get started, we want to just go ahead and tune into what we listen to, right? So Nisha, love at 30, what is the theme song for you? Just to describe love at 30 so far for you.
So I'm actually listening to this song by Lila James. Okay. And the song is called Tell Me You Love Me. Mm. It's a grown ass woman song. You know what I'm saying? Really, she's just saying, tell me you love me. I need to know. And I think that resonates with me because, you know, I don't think at 30 we should be having to guess who loves us. And you know what I'm saying? It should be very clear. We should be able to communicate. So be upfront with me. You know what I'm saying? So this is a really dope song. Y'all should go listen to it. But it's a grown ass for mature ass people. You know what I'm saying?
Vibe, honey. Okay.
Yes.
So the song that I am listening to that just going to go ahead and, you know, sum up my love life at 30 is going to be Damaged by Her, by H.E.R., okay?
I haven't heard that.
Yes, it's a really good song. So the reason why I chose that song is because she kind of had something in there that basically was just like, either learn me or I'm a lesson, okay? And I've been given lessons ever since I turned 30, okay? Also, it was a part in there where she basically was just saying, like, it can go either way. You can be holding me tight, loving me right, okay? Or you could be telling me lies, okay? Making me cry, okay? And I feel like the gamble that you take at 30, you know?
Yeah.
It's a gamble. So that's the song that we're listening to. We hope you all listen to Damaged by Her as well. Mm-hmm. What is it, Lila James? What was her song?
Tell Me You Love Me.
Tell Me You Love Me. Okay. So also I want to let y'all know that my daughter is woke. So if y'all hear a baby in the background, it is her. Okay. And I'm a mama for real. So I got to multitask. Okay.
That's right.
So
that's right.
We're going to get right into the topic. So again, the topic is love at 30. So what do you know about love, like just know, with a capital K-N-O-W, you know for sure about love at 30?
I know that love is displayed differently by different people, meaning the way that I give love, the way that I receive love, that may not be with the next person, how the next person needs love or, you know what I'm saying, or gives love.
Absolutely.
And I think a big part of what I know too is that we want people sometimes to love us the way we love with our love language, and that's just not gonna happen. So when you love somebody, you gotta let them love you their way.
I agree. That's I feel like a lot of times we look at love and like, okay, well, he's not doing this, he's not doing that, or he's not saying this, he's not saying that.
Yeah.
Where we deep dive deeper into, okay, well, how do they love? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I feel like that makes, you know, situations a lot better. For me, what do I know about love at 30? I know that love at 30 is something, let's see, damn. Let me think about it. Wait a minute. Why I ain't got this together? Let me think. What do I know? I know that love does not supposed to stress you the fuck out. Okay.
That's real.
I've been using common sense this time around. Okay. So I know for sure love does not supposed to stress me out. If I'm getting stressed, it ain't love. Okay. And that just kind of goes into the next one, right? What is the difference between love in your 20s versus love in your 30s?
You want to start with that one?
Sure, I sure will. Okay. So love in my 20s versus love in my 30s. I'm gonna just tell y'all, love in my 20s, I didn't have no damn common sense, okay? I was like, you know, love is just like the water, the sky, the, you know, the, the ocean. I just, you know, like had a blindfold on, okay? I didn't want to see anything. I was just, you know, just going, I don't know, I felt like I was just, oh, I'm in love. So I'm just gonna do stupid shit because I'm in love.
And yeah.
We use not common sense. We not. Yeah. When we fall, if I fall and you know, let's say I get my heart broken in 30s or whatever, I'm not falling on the motherfucking concrete.
Yeah.
I'm falling on the motherfucking cushion.
Yeah.
Okay. My heart is still going to be okay. Okay.
Yeah.
Versus in my 20s, I was just like, oh my God. Oh, you know? So what about you? What do you think the difference is?
Honestly, I feel like in my 20s, it was like, how happy can you make me? Right? Mm. Like, if we're together, it's supposed to be fun. You're supposed to make it fun. You're supposed to make me happy. And it's like, I grew up a little bit. So probably between the age of 28 and 30, we knocking on 31. Damn, Brittany, you already turned 31. Hey, happy belated, okay? Yes, but
come on.
As I'm, you know, as I'm growing, I'm realizing it's not his job to make me happy.
Come on.
And it's not his job to make sure I'm having fun all the time. You know what I'm saying? That's not what love is about. Love is much deeper than that. And the best way that we can give love to somebody is to first fill ourselves with love.
Come on.
Love on yourself so that you can really receive that. Because when you kind of messed up on the inside, or when you ain't right, that person be working hard as hell trying to make you happy, and you still won't be happy.
Yes. Yes. I definitely agree. I guess when you say like making sure that you have that love, you know, first, I feel like when you love yourself first, you love other people better. You know what I mean? You can love your spouse better. You can love your children better. You can be, you know, more loving to your family members because you're full of love. You are.
Yeah.
Love, you know?
Yeah. Yeah.
So, and also, go ahead. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I was going to say another thing as far as what's changed from my 20s is, you know, people believe when you're in a relationship, you get this happy weight, right? That's what they call it. Mm-hmm. Because you're going out to eat and this and that. Right. And really what it is sometimes you start to neglect yourself. So with me in my 20s, I was just so into, you know, I'm a wife, I'm a mother, I'm this, I'm that, and wanting to be all those things that I neglected myself, you know? I wasn't exercising like I should, wasn't eating like I should. Before I was in a relationship, I was getting my nails done on a regular, you know, those are things I stopped. And not because he didn't support it, but because I was just so busy trying to pour into everybody and pour into my husband. But it's like I've learned in my 30s, the more I pour into me, the more the better things are, because really they fall in love with the person that they meet. And when you stop becoming that person because you're trying to be somebody else, that's where you're going to go wrong.
Absolutely. I definitely agree. I think that a lot of times people, when they do get in relationships, they feel like, okay, I got them. So now I ain't got to, you know what I mean? Do something else. But that's your way for a motherfucker to be like, all right, I see, bow, deuces. Because like you say, you're, you know, being a different person now. You can change, you transform it. And I people that, you know, don't realize that, you know, you gotta keep them by being the same way you were.
Yeah.
Just switch it up. So now let's kind of go into the do's and don'ts of 30s, right? So I just have two. Well, no, I have one for each. Okay.
Okay.
So for the do, love at 30, I feel like you do need to make sure that you are making yourself a priority. I definitely feel like self-love should be at the top. And I know some people may not agree. They may feel like, okay, well, if I got somebody else in my life, I gotta make sure they, you know what I mean? No, I really feel like you have to have self-love within yourself first. And all that shit's gonna fall into play.
Yeah.
I think the don't is, don't try to compare your love to what the Joneses love.
Right. That's okay. Right.
Because I'm gonna tell you right now, okay? Whenever I do fall in love, it's not gonna be conventional. It's not gonna be like it was in my 20s. my love is going to be more so for me and my partner to be happy. Not just me, not just him, both of us. Are we both happy in this bitch? If not, then you need to go ahead and, you know, you go your way, I go my way. But it's not going to be conventional. It's not going to be, it's not going to look like what this person love looks like. You know what I mean? Like comparing my love to what this person is displaying as love. No, what makes me happy? It may make me happy, me and this nigga living apart. I may be fucking just on cloud nine. But another person may feel like, no, I want to live with my man and all that stuff. So, you know, it's just what makes, what you feel like is conventional for you. So, you know, and what about you?
So, I have a couple of dudes. The first dude is to keep it sexy. And keep having sex, you know. Okay, so the truth is, when you're in a relationship, a healthy part of the relationship is being intimate. You know what I'm saying? So at no time should you stop doing the things that you used to do, whether that's wearing lingerie, whether that's pulling the car over on the side of the road every now and then. You know, it's just like keeping it fun, keeping it sexy. Yeah, keep doing it. Another do is, be honest about your needs. You know, we're 30 years old. We're too old. You're 30 and older. You're too old to still be denying what you need to be happy, you know, and be honest with yourself and be honest with your partner, because honestly, the more y'all communicate and be honest, the stronger the relationship is. And then just going back to my other thing, don't neglect yourself. You know what I'm saying? You, whoever you love, if they love you, they want you to take care of yourself. They want you to be looking your best. They don't want you to be unhealthy. They don't want you to not have any friends. You know what I'm saying?
If they ignore you, they will not.
That part. Like, you know, you don't have to stop talking to all your friends. Okay, of course, you get in a relationship, you might not hang out as much, but you shouldn't have to change every single thing about yourself. You know what I'm saying? So definitely, don't neglect yourself. Take care of yourself. And then one more do is, you know, be good to your partner. Yeah. So if your spouse, your boyfriend, your situationship, whoever it is, if they are good to you, treat them good. Like, don't be too old to be out here playing games, mistreating people, lying, all of that. Just ain't nobody got time for that.
Yeah, I agree. We also had a viewer's question. Basically, he wanted to know, how do he deal with a divorce with a 3-year-old daughter? So he kind of gave me some backstory. I'm gonna share it with you all, and when we share this, we're not judging, we're more so sharing this to help him because he really wants advice. Basically, him and his wife, they were married 3 years, together for 8 years. They're going through a divorce. She stated that she doesn't want to be with him anymore. They have a 3-year-old daughter, and he said that he has asked for her to go to counseling, and she declined. She's moved on. So I guess what advice would you give him? He wants to know, like, how to deal with a divorce and how to deal with it with his 3-year-old daughter.
So, of course, I think when leaving any relationship, something that me and you kind of talk about all the time offline is allowing yourself to feel your feelings. So allowing yourself, if you're hurt, to be hurt, you know, whatever you're feeling, allowing yourself to go through that so that you can deal with it, so that you can heal from it. Not expecting, you know, every day to be the same. So today you might be like, fuck it, I'm good. Tomorrow you might be sad. You know what I'm saying? So allowing yourself to go through those emotions, not thinking that anything is wrong with you. Remembering to take care of yourself while you're going through this situation. You got people that you're close to, lean on them, reach out to them. And then as far as the child goes, you know, try to keep that same relationship as much as you can. And let, and you know, don't make that child feel like the divorce is going to, of course it will affect them, but don't make it seem like, you know, that's going to affect your relationship with that child.
I guess for me, I've never been married, never been divorced, but I have definitely been through some damn breakups, and breakups that included children, okay? I will say this, even though you are hurting right now, which, you know, with any loss is going to hurt, your child is better off with you all being apart. I understand, you know, she's saying that she does not want to continue the marriage anymore. Be grateful that she's mm-hmm. telling you that, because mm-hmm. she's going to be coming to you and you're 50 years old, you got grandkids, and she's just up and leaving.
Right.
I feel like I would just have to just focus more so on my child. The energy that you are, you know, feeling, the energy that you can put inside of your child, I feel like would help her get through it, because she's saying you happy. She's saying daddy happy. She's saying mommy
right.
happy. And we're going to make her happy versus y'all being married and, you know, she know y'all not happy.
Right.
It's going to make her unhappy.
Yeah.
You know, if somebody don't want to be with you, yeah, that shit hurts, but you got to just, you know, be grateful that they are telling you they don't want to be with you instead of playing with you, and mm-hmm. just move forward. You know? And take your time. You don't rush into no relationship. Just take your time. Don't worry about, you know, all the extra shit of what that person may be doing. Take your time.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, that's good advice. And Brynn, I got one more question. This wasn't on our list. I'll just kind of throw this out there. But at this point in your life, do you feel like love has been a lesson for you, or do you feel like you've gotten the love that you needed? You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. I think both. I feel like I've definitely had some real life ass lessons when it comes to love. But it definitely gave me the love that I needed. I experienced a lot of different love, Jesus. But it shaped me to who I am now. I wouldn't trade me at this very moment for nothing or nobody. Like, the love I have within myself, it oozes out. The confidence that I have, it oozes out. The way I treat other people, it shows that I'm just better.
So, yeah.
I definitely feel like, you know, it was a little bit of both. What about you?
Yeah, I do. I agree. I think I learned a lot of lessons, and I think I've mentioned this kind of on some of the other episodes. Really, for a long time, I thought I was perfect. I know you be joking saying that, but I really did think that I was, you know, I was perfect. Yeah. Like, I don't do nothing wrong. I'm the perfect wife. I'm this and that. And while I was getting the love that I needed, I don't know if I was always giving that back. Mm. So something that I've learned within the last couple of years is how to kind of go back to the woman I was in the beginning when it's fresh, when it's new, and remembering to show that love and to be the person, you know, that you were. So, you know, love is a process. It's a continuous process.
Yes, I definitely, and I feel like it definitely is going to change. Like, I'm excited. Yeah. I'm excited for love in my 30s, especially having this mental that I have. Like, you know, when I was loving in my 20s, it was more so me wanting to make that other person happy, right? This time around, I'm more so, okay, I'm going to be happy. I want you to be happy too now. I'm not saying it's going to be about me, but I want you to be happy too now.
Yeah.
But if we can't be happy together, I'm okay with us not being together. I'm okay with being, you know, by myself. I don't want anybody to feel like, you know, like they have to be with me because, oh, you know what I mean? Like, you don't owe nobody anything.
Yeah. So yeah. That's good.
Like that. And I don't want nobody to make me feel like I have to be with them. We're using sense in our 30s. Okay?
Yeah. Yeah. That's good. And I do agree with you. I feel like I feel the same way. I want him to be happy within himself. I want to be happy within myself. And then I want us to just enjoy each other in this good state. You know what I'm saying? This good mental state, this good, healthy place.
Yes.
Because it does. It makes the relationship more fulfilling.
Yeah, I agree. So tell them where they can reach us and all that stuff.
Yes, of course. We're on Facebook. Talk That Talk, Wanisha and Bree on Facebook. We're on Instagram, and every time I say Instagram, I feel like I'm going dun, 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 but it's talk underscore that underscore talk underscore podcast on Instagram. You can email us, talkthattalkpc@gmail.com, and we do have a journal out, self-care journal. So if you have not gotten that yet, you definitely want to do that, because while you're giving out this wonderful love, or you trying to receive this good love, it does start within. So you want to definitely go cop that journal.
And they can get the journal on our website, nishaandbree.bigcartel.com.
Cool. So,
until next time, bye.
Bye.